This is our player spotlight, and guess who's joining us? That's right, Dalvin Tomlinson joins us here on the show. And listen, how's this rookie year gone for you as far as just dealing with the physical and mental stuff? Because it's pretty long now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different from college. It's pretty physical as the NFL. Mentally, it's a whole different level than college football. You have to learn a lot more film. You have to break down, just see things you've never seen before.
You're not used to losing. You went to Alabama. You're in a situation now where obviously you're dealing with grown men that have lives outside of football, but how does what you learned as an Alabama player, being a winner there, keep you going in a season like this?
It keeps you going simply because you're not used to losing. You have to go through adversity in football. It's part of the game. And it just motivates you to get back on top again. And just every day I come here, and I just want to just continue to work harder, get better, so I can help contribute to the defense and just try to make more plays, and just so we can become a better unit.
When you think about it, and you look at it, you four guys in the front are really the only four guys on the defense that had changed over. There are injuries everywhere across the field, and Landon, of course, all over the field. How are you guys dealing with that? Well, seeing everybody going down around you.
It's football. It's a very physical sport, like we said, and people get hurt, and you have to keep pushing forward, because like if you just give up or you just don't go out there working your hardest, is when injuries happen. And we can't just go out there and just give up, because that's when we'll get injured, and you don't want to get injured. You just got to go out there and give it your all for the most part.
What have you seen as the big difference? So you started in training camp green to this game. The biggest difference from day one to now in terms of how you're playing, what's been the biggest difference?
I feel like the biggest difference, when I first got here and I was playing, like early in the season, I was more nervous. It was nerves was the biggest thing. Like, I can't mess up was the biggest thing. And then after a while, talking to Snacks and JPP and OV, they just told me to go have fun. And when you start having fun, it's just like, it's hard to mess up then. And if you mess up, you just learn from it and continue to move forward. So now I just feel like I'm more confident in myself.
Going into the year, was it something you were looking forward to? My rookie year was like playing with Carl Banks and Lawrence Taylor, playing against Ed Too Tall Jones and Lyle Alzado. Like, man, this is going to be cool.
Yeah.
Like, were guys or people you've been looking forward to playing against and getting a chance to?
I was looking forward to playing Dallas because I trained with Dak, so I was talking junk to him before we even started. Before I even got drafted, I was like, I'm going to try to sack you again because I sacked you in college. So I still got to sack him in the NFL, so I'm looking forward to that again.
How much of an influence has Snacks been?
Snacks has been the biggest influence for me. He helps me on the field. He's just like I feel like he's one of the best defensive linemen in the league.
He is.
Yeah. Snacks is just a great player on and off, a great person on and off the field. On the field, he helps me see things I've never seen. He helps me break down film in ways like I wouldn't even thought of. And he's the biggest influence I had since I've been here.
So we were talking before you came on. How close were you to going to Harvard? I mean, no, for people that don't know, though, that was a school that intrigued you, and you wind up going to Alabama, which is probably paved a better path to be in the NFL. But how serious a consideration was it for you?
I was pretty serious, simply because academics was a big thing in my household growing up, and you could say I was a nerd. Like, I've always had straight A's, good grades, and I got an offer from Harvard. I'm just like, it's Harvard. Like, it's something you think, you like, I'm going to Harvard when I grow up, and then I got an offer. It was like unreal. So it was just one of those things. I was like, it's Harvard. Like, if I have a Harvard degree, I can almost do anything I want. So it was tough, but football was always my first love. That's why I chose Bama.
Dalvin, we appreciate a couple minutes. We're happy the Giants chose you, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
All right, thank you.